Last week in the National Interest, we brought you the views of three federal politicians from three different parties, one Labor, one Liberal, one Green, who had all just returned from visiting the Christmas Island and Curtin immigration detention centres. They may have all been in the same place, spoken to the same people and seen the same things, but they drew very different conclusions. One of our guests was WA Labor Senator Glenn Stirl, who expressed his discomfort with the mandatory detention of asylum seekers, even though he's a member of a government that is implementing the policy. Philippa was impressed.
Thank goodness for Glenn Stirl. Good to listen to a Labor politician actually stating how they feel about mandatory detention instead of what they should say to keep the party happy. I'm so sick of listening to people go on and on about refugees, as if refugees have a choice. It really can divide friendships.
However, a listener signing off as shame on you wasn't about to let Senator Stirl off the hook, nor his Liberal counterpart, WAMP Michael Keenan.
Glenn Stirl and Michael Keenan, I don't know how you can sleep soundly at night. Heartless is an understatement. Walk for one day in any refugee or asylum seeker's shoes and then come back on the National Interest and speak some compassionate sense. You make me ashamed that this country treats its most vulnerable without a fair go. Thanks to Green Senator Sarah Hanson-Young for bringing a humane perspective to this discussion.
This caller was disappointed with me for failing to challenge Liberal MP Michael Keenan on his choice of terminology.
Hello, I'm just ringing because I'm listening to the show, and that Liberal Party politician keeps referring to people who arrive asking for refugee status as illegal arrivals, which is really a lie, and it's quite vicious because they're not arriving illegally. He's making out that they're breaking the law, which they aren't. So I just wish you would pick him up on that.
Another listener, Castles, was full of praise for our discussion.
An excellent program, highlighting the absence of any logic and the absolute absence of any humanity in the current offshore processing and mandatory detention regime. Recent history demonstrates most asylum seekers, refugees, qualify for Australian residence after processing, so why inflict so much personal damage in the processing period?
Last week we also discussed the Clean Energy Council's new roadmap for large-scale solar power plants. Pat says we should look to pick the low-hanging fruit when it comes to renewable energy. And low-hanging fruit can include solar power, particularly in regional areas.
Alternate energy sources are capable of being generated from smaller power plants closer to the end user. An example of this is the Mildura-Swan Hill area in Victoria, which gets its power from the Yallourn coal-fired power plant far away in Latrobe Valley and or from the Snowy Mountains hydro, depending on availability of water. Power transported over these distances loses 30 to 40% in transmission. In this circumstance, solar thermal is more than capable of competing with that fraction of power.
The final word today goes to Aurora, who was listening to Radio National on Friday when the usually smooth National Interest flight path hit severe turbulence. A last-minute studio meltdown had us scrambling and improvising. And due to our technical difficulties, we had trouble putting our guests to air as planned. The result was a messy few minutes, including some very awkward pauses, leaving me red-faced. But Aurora reckons it was a hoot.
I want to tell you, Peter Mayers, that now I love the National Interest. Long live technical difficulties. I haven't laughed so much for ages. And then even the music wouldn't work. We've all been in the shit, I felt for you. But as a program, it worked. Totally postmodern, revealing the form, not just doing the form. Very funny. Thank you. Needed that.
Well, I have to say, Aurora, that I wasn't laughing at the time. But your response did cheer me up. If you'd like to comment on anything you've heard on the National Interest, go to our website at abc.net.au/rn/National Interest and click the Add Your Comment link on the relevant story. Or you can leave a message on the feedback line, 1300 936 222. The National Interest is produced by James Paniki. Our audio engineer is Carrie Dell. I'm Peter Mayers, and on ABC Radio National, it's almost time for the news.